99. Plays it into the offside. They take a quick single, and there's a century for Bo Webster. On the midfield, he got two more. 101 off 101 balls. A runner ball century to Webster. A fantastic counter-attacking innings.
It was a brilliant innings in the first innings for Tasmania in their shield clash with WA. They were chasing 371 and ended up in front with 390. It was on the back of Bo Webster's magnificent century. 187 he went on to make off that and a runner ball rate of 187 balls. And they ended up winning with him at the crease yesterday, guiding the ship home with Tim Payne, which was an outstanding win for Tasmania. And I'm sure he's pumped about it this morning. Bo, good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic performance by you and your boys. When you saw 371 put up early doors from WA and what seemed to be, outside of Cameron Green's century, a difficult pitch to bat on, did you think it was going to be a bridge too far?
Yeah, definitely. It's always quite challenging at Bellary day one. We probably didn't bowl as well as we liked on that. So, high 300, Cameron Green batted exceptionally well, but it was still a tricky wicket. And I think when you showed that as well with five for 130 or 40, I think we were there. But, yeah, it was nice to take a first big lead, something we probably haven't done too much this year.
So they were in raptures over Kem Green's 158 not out in the first innings. A lot of people around the nation, cricket lovers, were saying, how good is this kid? And what a great innings that was, considering how difficult it was to bat. And then you get out there and say, hold my beer, 187 off 187. Why were you able to master those conditions so effectively?
And that's a bit of a different game. I've battled a lot down at the top of the order. It's a bit of a different game down there at seven, something I haven't done too much of, and playing with a little bit of more freedom after the Big Bash, and sort of just continued on my form there and haven't changed too much. I've gone about it. So, no doubt a bit lucky there throughout the innings, but just found a way to put a bit of pressure back on the bowlers. I think that goes a long way when you have to battle on these 300 wickets, especially at Bellerive.
It helps when you get dropped on. What was it, 98 or 99?
97, I think
97.
It was.
97, jeez, that was
nice. I was Simon Big Mac in a beer. Sure.
Did it help free you up after that? Because obviously you batted beautifully and so forth, but to get that big score, it was a pretty special effort from you.
Yeah, no doubt. I think every batsman will tell you the weight comes off the shoulders after the triple figures, and it does free you up a bit, and you sort of just try and make it a big one while you're out there and while you're seeing the ball well and while you're in good form. So, yeah, no doubt it was a nice feeling getting the triple figures, and I sort of just played the same way. I suppose I did the dip to 100 and was lucky enough to bat it out with the tail, and our lower order did really well to stick it out. I think we had a couple of important 50-run partnerships there for our last two wickets. So, yeah, it went a long way to bring it down.
Now, you touched on what you did in the Big Bash just a couple of minutes ago. We often talk on this program that the Big Bash is so different to four-day cricket. It's almost like a different sport. But you seem that you have been able to at least take your confidence from what you are able to achieve this summer into the longer form of the game.
Yeah, definitely. I think it sort of feels like your balls are really just pushing batting down the order there at 6 and 7, where I probably would bat in the rest of the season there for Tasmania. I think it's just, like you said, confidence thing. If the ball's in your area, you've got the confidence that, go through with it and clear the rope or hit the ball hard enough to get through the field and get the scoreboard.
Nope.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. No, we lost you there for momentarily. So you're just sort of saying that the confidence levels have made a big difference to you, just maybe a belief thing.
Yeah, definitely. The belief thing of once you're in good form, every batter will tell you, try not to waste the good form, and once you get in to really try and cash in, and I feel like I'm hitting the ball really well at the moment. I feel like if the ball's in the zone, I've got the confidence to go through with it, and that comes with being in good form from a Big Bash, and also having the confidence and the coaching staff and paying and playing my natural game down there in the lower order for us.
But do you get to that stage, and you're 26 now, so you're still relatively young from a cricketer, but do you get to that stage where you've just got confidence when you walk out to the crease and you know you're going to make runs?
I definitely not, especially not at Bellerive. It's quite a tricky batting wicket to throw, especially on day one and two, which I think what Mark Cameron Green's 100 quite special. It was a very tricky wicket early, especially with a drink full in the back half of the season. So, it definitely doesn't feel like if you're walking out and making runs. It almost feels the opposite, I suppose, when you're going out there. These good attacks on the dicey wicket, so you just got to, once you're in form, I suppose, and you get in, you just got to try not to waste it.
So take us through that, Bo. You talk about when you go out, you don't feel like you're going to make runs. How do you get into the mindset in the early part of your innings to really focus and concentrate? Is it really a patience thing, or is it playing a couple of particular shots that make you feel good?
I think everyone's different. Yeah, for me, it's probably that last one. Yeah, trying to put a bit of pressure back on the bowler so I do get into my innings a bit quicker, maybe taking a risk here or there on some shots. But everyone's different. It's obviously a bit different at the top of the order with guys like Dawn and Silk who are taking the new ball when the bowlers are the freshest. Everyone's got their different game plans to try and get through the first part of their innings, which is obviously the most vulnerable. And try and get into their innings. But yeah, like I said, I think mine's where I can put a bit more pressure back on the bowlers. There's a bit more of a counter attack down there. There's a lot of all these guys like Tim Payne and Ben McDermott. So yeah, that's definitely one way I look at trying to get into my innings.
What about playing with Tim Payne? And is he different to what he was before he was the Test captain? Because he obviously doesn't play a lot now for Tasmania, but just having him out there both in the field but also getting to bat with him.
Yeah, he's been great, Payne. He's always great around the group. He brings everyone a lot of confidence. He's obviously a very confident guy. What he's doing for Australia has been excellent. Especially in his country where he was almost dead and buried there, I think. And then to have this resurgence in his career, he's very confident in his own game now. And everybody sees that. He walks out there with his confidence in his stride. And he's one probably guy who probably thinks he's going to make runs every time he goes out at the moment. He's in some really good form. And he's just good at the group. You know, his captaincy's very good. He's very good tactically, and he gives everyone, a good confidence when he's in your team, for sure.
What about the state of Tasmanian cricket, domestic cricket in Tasmania? Obviously, you guys had a good win on the weekend, and there's some young players coming through. But just in the grassroots or the premier cricket levels down there in Tassie, what's the depth like?
Yeah, we're always tested a little bit for depth. Obviously, just the amount of numbers compared to some of the bigger states, and it's obviously a big part of our program is recruiting really well, and I think we've done that with some guys coming down. Obviously, Ben McDermott and Jake Doran, these guys who have come down, 4 or 5 years ago, and we've had Charlie Wakeham come down recently and do really well, and everybody knows Jackson Bird and Ed Cowan, and these sort of guys who came down years ago have done really well down there. So it's a credit to our program where players want to come down and play. And if we get a good youngster coming through the ranks, which we have now, we've got about 3 or 4 really good guys who are 18, 19, 20 who are putting some good yards in grade cricket and doing really well. And hanging around guys like Payne and Matthew Wade really helps their development, I think, for sure.
Nathan Ellis is the one I wanted to ask you about. Ooh. Because 9 wickets in the game, including 6 in the second innings. We saw him do similar things in the Big Bash to you, but with a ball in his hand instead of a bat. Take us through what it was like seeing that up close.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable, Nathan Ellis, this year for Tassie cricket all around. He started in the One Day Cup and was unbelievable there for us. I think he ended up in the team of the tournament there. Just but with the way he bowled, he's got some great change-ups with white ball, and he's got some real airspeed, which can really keep you on your toes as a batter. I know for one facing in the Big Bash, that's the toughest part of facing him. He's got a really nice slow ball, but he's also got the ability to get one up your nose or rattle your stump. So that's the hardest thing about facing Nathan Ellis. And it showed just this week how much of a real goer he is. He runs in all day and really smacks the wicket and gets something out of it. And he's a fit guy. He's only little, but he skids them through and he's got some really good airspeed. So he can make it really challenging when you're trying to face him. And especially if you've got the Duke's ball in his hand and he's moving it around a bit. He's a tough challenger. And it shows on the wicket at Belrive there this week where he was put the ball in the right area more often than not and got the rewards. He was, everyone was very happy for him. He's a great guy, Nathan. And like I said before, he's one of the guys who's come down and done it the hard way through grade cricket and then got his opportunity through a few injuries. And he's really taken it from both hands and done really well.
What sort of personality is he? Looks to me like he's got a bit of spunk.
Yeah, he does. Like I said, he's one of those guys who's real competitive. He's the nicest guy in the world off the field, but when he's on the field, he gives it his all, 110%. Runs in hard for you all day. He's asking to bowl 35 overs. He'll be bowling 35 overs at 100%. He's just that sort of guy. He's almost got to tell him to slow down sometimes and take a minute because he's a real trier, and it's great for us, definitely in our day.
So March 6th is your next game. New South Wales, and then you've got the Vics to finish off on March 19, a great day in sport every year. Tell us, what do you do in between? What do you do on your days off? How do you keep busy?
We've got the day off today, and then we've got
all the batters, I think, are playing the Saturday, Sunday grade cricket game down there. They obviously like us to play as much cricket as we can in the local comp to strengthen. We've only got the eight teams down here, so when everybody plays, it really strengthens the comp up and makes it some good cricket. So all the batters are doing that, and then we've got a couple of days off next week and back into it, I think. We regroup on Tuesday.
Well, we look forward to seeing how you go in the last two games in the Shield, not only yourself, but also Tasmania as well. We wish you the best of luck. A fantastic performance by you and the boys in the last 4 days. Enjoy the afterglow, and we'll look forward to chatting soon.
Thanks very much, boys. Have a good day.
We will do. Bo Webster, Tasmanian batsman, who starred for them in the Shield game, 187 off 187 on a difficult batting wicket, suggests he was seeing them okay.
Yeah, and then even just that little cameo at the end in the second innings, he was really very complimentary of Nathan Ellis, as you'd expect, with taking 9 wickets. But when you put in Riley Meredith, who is also one of the sort of emerging younger players that have sort of burst on the scene from nowhere, who bowls very quickly.
Yes.
And then you've got Gabe Bell, Sam Rainbird. There's a lot of...
Rainbird at 5 in the first innings.
Yeah, but he's, again, a pretty underrated player. He just goes about his business quietly and is very effective for Tassie. They've got a good bowling attack.
Well, that's good. You need a good bowling attack, particularly down there, you'd think, on wickets where you get a little bit of assistance.
Yes.
So that's a good sign for Tasmania. But if you've got someone who can make some big runs, that's helpful as well to set your innings up and give your bowlers a chance at bowling at a target. And that's what they did in that first innings against WA.